Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Forget the weather. Summer starts today. Baseball returns to the South Side on the flagship home of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
139 on WGN. This is John Williams. We're live from Cork and Kerry at the park, your go-to spot for ice-cold Goose Island beer before and after every game. This place is hopping, and it has been since they opened the doors, what, like 8 this morning when Cochran was here, then Bill and Wendy. Steve Bertrand did his show from here. I'm John Williams. That's Violetta Podromedic, Steve Bertrand. Elif Garris is our producer. Adam's here running the board. There's Jeff, our sales manager. Marlene, of course, is here with family. And okay. Ron Kittle is too. Hi, Steve Bertrand. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good. You leave the door open. I'll just walk in.
You did a moment ago, and you looked at us and said, "What am I on?" We said, 135. You go, "Darn, I should have had a bigger cigar."
Absolutely.
You stepped out, and you stepped back in. Okay, so here's what I learned about Ron Kittle doing some research today. You ready?
That he's funny.
This is never good, Ron.
No.
This is your Wikipedia. So he's 17 years old. Graduates from high school. He's not going to go to college. His dad gives him a piece of paper, says, "Here, you're going to be an iron worker." Do you know this story?
I don't know.
He's going to be an iron worker. He goes off to work in some iron place where they make things of iron. And
then
a couple weeks later, his dad says, "Hey, listen, the Dodgers, I think it was, are going to have a tryout in town. Why don't you go over to the ballpark?" He wasn't planning on trying out for the Dodgers. He goes over. He hits like 13 home runs at this tryout. 2 days later, the Dodgers hire him. And the next spring, he's working out with the team in spring training. And in his first game, he gets a double. And then another guy gets a single. He goes around the bases to score. He slides in. The catcher sits on him, breaks his neck, and paralyzes him.
True story.
I heard you say this morning you broke your neck. I did not know that.
Yeah, I used a switch hit. You know, it was one of those things.
How did I do, by the way? Was that pretty good?
Outstanding. You wrote it. You read it just like I wrote it. No, you know what? Things happen for a reason. And after I got injured, I pretty much hated everybody in life. You know, 18-year-old kid in baseball, 19, you're out. And, you know, and sometimes things like that have to happen in your life to make you realize what's important in life. So I got a second chance. I come back and tried to do some good things. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, so then he's hitting home runs. So then you were playing summer ball. You hit a home run. And the Sox heard about like this 550-foot home running hit. They give you a tryout. And son of a gun, you won yourself back onto a team.
You know, it's hard to go to a tryout camp. 265 kids at the first one in LaPorte, Indiana. And I hit a home run in Midlothian along 294. And it hit, bounced in front of Bill Beck and Billy Pierce's car. And they went to the next exit, and they said, "Who hit the ball on the highway?" And I was hiding, thinking I broke a window. And that was on a Monday night, and Friday I had a tryout at Sox Park, and that's how it all started.
Next thing you know, you're Rookie of the Year. You're on the All-Star team. What a great story. What a great run. And what a great ring, by the way. My goodness.
Yeah, you know, Chairman Jerry Reinsdorf presented this to me this year at Sox Fest. We were all out at dinner at Ditka's, and he said, "Sometimes there's an injustice in life, and then you need to correct it. Tonight we're correcting it." And I was sitting next to Harold Bain just kind of BSing during dinner, and Harold said, he walked over and handed me the ring, and Jerry goes, "Boy, that's the best fake ring I ever saved."
And is the World Series ring.
It's the World Series ring from 2005, and I was speechless. And Brooks Boyers had it on video. He goes, "No, Kenny's never speechless." You know, so that's a thing in itself. But it's a great honor working for the Chicago White Sox. I love them. You know, if they need me to pick up peanuts in the stands, I'll do it. I just like doing it.
Who's got the prettier ring, the Cubs or the White Sox? It's all about, is it about the diamond count? Is it about the design, the color? Boy, he's got an angry look on his face right now, doesn't he?
You know, I'm not a jewelry expert, but this is more of a classic ring.
It is.
All the other World Series rings kind of all look alike. So this was really the most unique one out of the bunch.
It's beautiful. It's got just two rows of diamonds all the way around. And big figures like yours, it takes more diamonds, right?
More diamonds, more gold. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of it.
I would imagine any World Series ring you have on your finger is the prettiest ring.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always tell everybody jokingly, "What's your favorite team?" I played for a few of them. I said, "The one that has their logo on my paycheck." And, you know, I'm just glad to be here. I'm part of the ambassador group with Harold Bain.
Yeah.
They got AJ Brzezinski this year filling in. I don't know what he's going to do, but he'll be there on occasion. You got Carlton Fisk, Frank. know, it's a nice group of alumni coming back in to support the young kids.
Well, you know, so my friend Violetta and I, and I don't know where my friend Steve Bertrand is on this, but some of us are relatively new to the South Side.
I told him I was a season. I was a season ticket holder. Would drive down from Milwaukee to watch Ron play in the 80s.
So, just Ron, I know you're. I know you got to be more. Oh, really?
Oh, I'll take it.
We're going to get to touch, hold, and feel the ring and wear it. It's this thing weighs pounds. It's amazing. There you go. You can roll that up your sleeve. So what should a newbie to the White Sox know?
Well, you know, there's great baseball in Chicago, period. You know, one thing, we won the first World Series here in 05. The Cubs won it. They had their tourney. Chicago's a great town for baseball. You know, I think the best food and the best park to go to is no doubt Guaranteed Rate Field, because you can get a selection of all kind of food. I go to Wrigley, got seats there. Everybody just looks at their iPhone the whole time. You know, they don't pay attention to the game, and that bothers me. But, you know, that's what people do. I can't figure much about it. Root for the best team out there. You want winning baseball in Chicago, because if Chicago wins, everybody wins.
What are you thinking of? While he's saying that, I'm playing with my phone, taking pictures of myself holding his ring.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Classy. There's nothing like Southside fans, though. They know how to cheer on the team, and it's never too early to party down here.
No, you know, they have a special loyalty. Both sides have loyalty. I don't think anybody should hate each other.
Right.
But you know what? It's 108 years since the Cubs won anything. You know, in all my travels, no matter what country I was in, WGN was on. So, you know, they have a huge following all over the world. And like I said, I like the young kids on the squad right now. Ricky Renteria has a great group of guys. He demands working out 100%, playing hard. And they're going to win a lot of ballgames. They're exciting. They're not going to give up.
They have personality, which sometimes I feel like that's what the Sox were missing. They didn't have characters that you could root for. Just you were rooting for the team because they were your team. And now it seems like the young kids coming up actually have personalities. And
oh, yeah. I mean, they're all in the social media.
Right.
I mean, every one of them has two or three Instagram or Twitter accounts. They're posting pictures. They look like they have fun together. And they play hard. And they're not afraid. So if they make an error, they're not going to get themselves down. They're going to go out there and try to be better. And that's what you like.
Tell me about the I want to talk about the team infrastructure and sort of the neighborhood infrastructure around here in 2018 compared to 83. I mean, how much of a different feeling it is coming around here when you're, it's become a sort of a destination spot itself.
Well, you know, in 1983, we were the first team to win something since the 50s. We were the first team to bring 2 million fans to the ballpark. You know, we set the scoreboard on fire all the time. I mean, it was like, somebody said between 7,500 and 10,000 every time they set the fireworks off. I mean, there were two or three or four home runs in a row.
Yeah.
And we were blasting them here. The current team has that persona to do it, but, you know, we came in here first, then the Cubs, you know, won their division, then the Bears, then the Bulls started coming in. So we brought the little niche of winning in Chicago, and it's kind of fun.
Hey, this is a baseball question we got into an argument about the other day after the Cubs played that real long baseball game. Should baseball do something to shorten extra inning games? What's your opinion about that? Should they put a runner on second or bring up extra pitching or call it a tie if it goes into a lot of extra innings? What do you think?
Well, I don't think they should do that in the major league level. In the minor leagues, when you're trying to get these guys to pitch their career in the major leagues, they should put a stop on something. Because I played in the minor leagues. I mean, we had games where you're having the catcher, the second baseman pitch. You know, sometimes you get the bat boy to put on a game uniform and let him pitch, you know, just to get through the ball games out there. But, you know, they got a lot of money invested in these young kids, and they want to sit there and give them the best product.
So the minor leagues are okay, but you don't think they should be doing it at the show?
No, absolutely not.
You know, it's amazing to me.
That's the right answer, by the way.
It's amazing to me that when you left high school, I don't know, was it a different era? Somebody with your talent would have been going to an SEC school or would have been drafted. How is it that you weren't automatically going to play big league baseball when you left high school?
Well, I had a lot of scholarship offers for football and basketball, but I wore glasses. And you have these scouts, they call them bird dogs. These are the old guys. And no matter how good I did, I mean, I had 6 home runs in a game one time. And the guy goes, you wore glasses, you'll never make it to the big leagues. So I became uninterested in basketball and football, and I wanted to create a challenge for myself, so I chose baseball. And it was tough, and I got a lot of ridicule for wearing glasses, but it got me there.
Well, then, to me, that goes back to then, was it the Dodgers giving you a second chance after you broke your neck? Because if you're at that stage, I would think a lot of teams would just write you off. And not give you another chance.
No, absolutely. You know, the Dodgers were real fair. When I was playing for them, I got hurt, broke my neck, crushed 3 vertebrae, cracked my spinal cord, and I was done. Had the screws and the halo in my head, and they said, you'll never play or walk again. So, I mean, I had a tough daddy. I mean, if I died, he might have had compassion for me. I don't know if he would have done. But it made my work ethic a little bit harder. So when I went ironworking, little skinny kid after surgery, I weighed 245, strong as an ox, and I got a second chance from the White Sox. Yeah. I got that, and I'm totally grateful for that offer.
We're out of time. I know you got a lot of folks to say hi to, and we'll see you out at the ballpark and around the broadcast booth a lot this year. It's so nice to meet you in person. It was sure fun to watch you in Chicago when you were playing for the Sox. And thanks for being part of our show today.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it tremendously.
Did you get the ring back from Steve Bertrand?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I had to bite it and make sure it was the real one. He's got a fake one.
Ron Kittle, thanks for saying
hi. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.